KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 15 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be partly cloudy and windy here today. We'll have a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two men from Mexico who are living in Nebraska have been sentenced to prison on federal drug charges in Iowa. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Jorge Zamora Lopez was sentenced Tuesday in Council Bluffs to 9 years for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Guillermo Hernandez Sandoval was sentenced to 7 years on the drug charge and for being in the country illegally after being deposed. Both men pleaded guilty in August. Prosecutors say the men who lived in Douglas County, Nebraska, distributed meth in Omaha and in western Iowa. The investigation dates back to January 2010 when a controlled purchase of meth was made in Shelby County through the use of a confidential informant. Prosecutors say the men had over a pound of pure meth, cocaine, and over $10,000 in cash in their possession when they were arrested last February in South Omaha. News time is 7:07.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindemann Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110, front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
A Council Bluffs man was sentenced Tuesday to just over 14 years in prison for his participation in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie also sentenced 30-year-old Shannon Wayne Hardesty to 10 years of supervised release following his imprisonment and imposed a $100 special assessment for the Victim Crime Fund. Hardesty remains detained in the custody of the U.S. Marshal pending designation of the Bureau of Prisons facility, at which he'll serve his term of imprisonment. On August the 4th, Hardesty appeared before the federal court in Council Bluffs and entered a guilty plea to a charge of conspiracy to distribute meth. The charge resulted from a January 18th search of the Council Bluffs residence of co-defendant Gary Eldred Kramer, where Hardesty was also residing. During the search, officers found indications of drug trafficking and a loaded sawed-off shotgun in an area where drug trafficking was occurring. Further investigation determined that the conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine was carried out in Council Bluffs from approximately the summer of 2010 to January of this year and involved an estimated 1.4 kilograms of mixture or substance containing methamphetamine. Gary Kramer, meanwhile, is awaiting sentencing. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa also reports a Honduran man, 39-year-old Carlos Alberto Ramirez Melgar, was sentenced to a little under 4.5 years in prison for his illegal reentry into the U.S. In addition to the 57-month sentence, District Judge John Jarvie also sentenced Melgar to 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. Melgar remains detained in the custody of the U.S. Marshal, pending designation of the Bureau of Prisons facility, which he'll serve his prison term. He's also subject to deportation following completion of his federal prison sentence. On June the 30th, Melgar appeared in federal court in Council Bluffs and pled guilty to a charge of illegal reentry into the U.S. following deportation or removal. The illegal reentry charge arose from a March 6th arrest of Melgar in Council Bluffs on a state of Iowa charge of forgery. He was subsequently found to be illegally in the U.S., having been previously removed from this country in December of 2006. Melgar was removed following his conviction and imprisonment on a charge of retaliation against a Texas law enforcement officer in a jail in which Melgar was serving a sentence for aggravated assault. Authorities in Council Bluffs said they're trying to determine whether alcohol played a role in a crash that sent 4 people to the hospital early Saturday morning. According to Bluffs police, a car driven by 23-year-old Michael Johans of Council Bluffs was northbound on Harrison Street at around 2:30 a.m. when Johans lost control of the vehicle, which struck a parked vehicle before hitting into a utility pole. Johans and a front seat passenger in the car, 22-year-old Gerardo Lopez of Omaha, were trapped in the vehicle and had to be extricated by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue. Both men were then transported to a hospital in Omaha. Two backseat passengers, 19-year-old Alexis Baker of Council Bluffs and 23-year-old Vincent Ortiz of Omaha, were transported to a hospital for treatment of possible injuries. None of the injuries were believed to have been life-threatening. Investigators obtained a blood sample from Johans in an effort to determine if alcohol played a role in the crash, but no citations have been issued in connection with the incident. Police in Atlantic said yesterday that two men were arrested Tuesday morning on separate charges. 31-year-old Christopher Anstey of Atlantic was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication, second offense, and fifth-degree theft. And 27-year-old Daniel Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for failure to appear at a child support hearing. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And one expert says record snowpack followed by record rainfall and record flooding may become a repeating pattern for western Iowa in the future. Stephen Hamburg, chief scientist for the Environmental Defense Fund, says as the climate changes, we can expect more extremes and more disasters like this summer's flooding of the Missouri River Basin.
The key things are going to be changes in temperature and the fact that we're going to see unpredictable patterns and extremes, heat waves at levels that we haven't historically seen. Heavy rainfall that's going to lead to more flooding, potentially heavier erosion.
Hamburg says climate changes are becoming more apparent in the environment of the Midwest and all across the country.
That's already occurring in most places. The work that I do in the forests of New Hampshire, we're seeing it very clearly. And we're seeing impacts on plants. You know, crops are going to need to change, going to need to plant different varieties. Some of the natural systems will be challenged by those extremes because they're just physiologically not adapted, nor are we particularly well adapted to a lot of 100-degree days.
He says the biggest changes could come in the form of a lack of predictability.
The problem is the variability is increasing and the predictability. We can't use the past to predict the future, which makes it much harder to plan. How do you develop the infrastructure to protect yourselves? It's getting going to get harder and harder. So then what you're going to have is more disasters. And that's going to both, of course, have enormous impacts on us economically, but also socially. You know, nobody wants to see their house or their life washed away in a flood.
The summer-long flooding of the Missouri River wiped out dozens of homes and businesses and caused some $50 million damage just to Iowa's roads and bridges alone. News time is 7:14.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindeman Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110, front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front-wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front-wheel assist tractor. This is a 235-horse front-wheel assist set up with all the auto-steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Gail Dolch, age 90, a lifelong Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday. Funeral services for Gail Dolch will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Carl Thrain, age 71 of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Ronald Thrain will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Hatfield, age 71 of Hamlin and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Walter Kilworth, age 75 of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Betty Madsen, age 84, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Madsen will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. George A. Sipker, age 83, of Audubon, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for George Sipker will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Helen Tam, age 92, of Panora, died last Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be held Friday at 10:30 and that's at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.